like what they've been doing with Corey. Because I've always been saying, if they're going to meet up with Corey, then why won't they meet up with me? And I'm sure a lot of us are thinking the same thing. Well, apparently they're getting ready to do that. It will probably come in the aftermath of some very game-changing, world-changing announcements. And when I look at the big picture, and I look at the tension in the world, the unbelievable fight between the media and the current administration, which proves that there's an alliance fighting the cabal, which is in the media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, okay?
Right.
Proves it.
Right.
Why are they trying to knock me off? Why are they trying to take Corey's kids away? Why are they trying to utterly ruin both of us? Why did they take all of Pete's stuff? Why are we being threatened? It's because whatever they started in motion last December with this Antarctica stuff, where that's their get-out-of-jail-free card, they want to distract us with this really cool thing about Atlantis, they're getting ready to do it. There's something that's getting ready to happen, a meta event, multiple events probably. Pedogate prosecutions, disclosure, possibly being introduced to ETs, possibly learning about Antarctica. I think we're finally on the verge of this happening, and everybody is trying to get their ducks in a row. They're trying to get lined up in position so that they're ready to flip the switch, and they want it to turn out the way they like. And that's apparently activated these benevolent ETs so that they're going to make it impossible for us to be steered off of this positive course, because Kari also said that there is a negative timeline we could end up on where literally, and this is going to sound crazy, but literally we become a planet dominated by evil reptilian extraterrestrials, and there's very few of us left, and we're all slaves to these beings. So we do not want the negative timeline. And all of us are the hero in the hero's journey now. All of us are Luke Skywalker going up against Darth Vader. All of us have to accept, yes, Darth Vader was our father. We voted for these people. We looked up to them. We trusted them. We put our votes in the voting booth. We campaigned for them. We sent money to them. We wrote about them, how much we love them. We published it on the internet. Now we're going to find out they're doing this stuff? It's a worldwide awakening. It's very ugly. We don't like what we're going to learn. But in the aftermath of that, we realize, okay, if they could have lied this much, what else have they been lying about? And that's where disclosure comes in. You have to open your mind and say, if we are literally a planet that is under almost totalitarian global dictatorship, but they have to lie to us and make it look like we're free, then what happens when the truth breaks through? What happens when people awaken from this world where all they've known since the time they were born is lie after lie after lie? And when you wake it up to the truth, it's a very harsh slap in the face. And the first thing you're going to want to do is attack the people who are telling you the truth, because that's a lot more comfortable to dehumanize them and say they're satanic or they're pedophiles or they're super wealthy elites than to actually look at the truth, which is of something much more threatening than whether David Wilcock or Corey Good is making money and has an ego. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to look at the common enemy here.
Why would Trump resign? Would he resign because he's tired of not being in control of the media and these attacks that he's dealing with every single day? Is it the deep state in control of the media that knows that that's what can control him? They don't want him in power? Or does he get caught in something? Will it be this Russia thing, or is something else going to force him into like a Watergate situation where he's caught and has to resign? Does he throw up his hands, or is he forced into it because of being caught with something illegal?
I'm blindfolded and gagged. I have very little information, and I don't want to talk out of school here by making too many speculations, because I have very little information. If I try to connect the dots, I heard from one source that there's a big body of very damning information that they think will make him need to leave the office, and then from a separate source who has four different very high-level insiders, he was told Trump will voluntarily resign next month.
If I'm Trump, if I'm Trump right now, I mean, I think I'm starting to get a little tired, right? I'm getting a little exhausted and he's always used to being in control. And right now, he is the opposite of that. He is not in control.
Well, they keep trying. They keep trying to throw something at him. You can see this day after day, week after week.
Right.
And I don't think he's an angel. But I also know from everybody who I trust that his administration is run by the Alliance, not the Cabal. And the Alliance are not angels. They're right-wingers. And they're Bible thumpers. And they don't want transsexuals in the military. Okay? We don't necessarily like their opinions. But these are the people who are actually getting it done. These are the people who are actually fighting satanic pedophiles. They have the alpha male characteristics to actually do that, which the rest of us apparently didn't, or else somebody else would have done it before. So you might not like them, but this is what they're doing. These are the people who had the testosterone to step up and make a difference. And you may disagree with them, but you got to step back and pragmatically analyze what's going on here. I think it would be a travesty to have some kind of data dump like that happen. I'm not saying that I want him to resign. Let's be clear on that. I would like to see if he is real. You know, the jury is still out, and I'm optimistic that some massive game changer is going to happen that makes us all very glad that he won instead of Hillary. That could still happen. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see all of these things lead up to something big and spectacular that frees us from these people who literally want to kill all but a few billion people or less. So I am not going to be out there cowering because people try to get my car to kill me or take all my friends' belongings or take Corey's kids away. All I'm going to do is say, by God, this is it. They're desperate, and they wouldn't be this desperate if the rest of the year is going to be a big yawn. They're this desperate because something that we don't know is getting ready to happen, and they know it, and they can't do anything about it except try to prepare. That's what I think is going on right now.
David, I want to thank you, man. I want to thank you for coming on tonight, and again for answering us, you know, the difficult questions, but sometimes the audience, they hear all of this stuff. The questions need to be addressed directly, and you've never been afraid of that. And I just want to, you know, thank you for that. It can be very uncomfortable, but this is what's going down.
Let me just say this, Jimmy, while we have the chance, and that is we are a grassroots effort. There's a couple things going on. First of all, the paperback version of my book, Ascension Mysteries, just came out on Tuesday. A little over $12, you can get that. Secondly, Gaia, if you go to, I believe we have wisdomteachings.com up and running. You can go to that, and my show has just been rebooted with a lot more production value. It's a much, much more robust program than it used to be. People are very impressed with how much it's improved. And that really helps me out if you sign up for that through one of the codes like on my website. Lastly, if you want to catch my video streaming and any of the stuff that I'm doing to keep you updated, sign up on dwilcock.com and put your email address in there. Now that I'm back in the game, I'm going to be a lot more active, and there's going to be breaking news, and I want to keep everybody informed so that even if my websites get hacked and taken offline, which they're trying to do, these guys got their fingers in my website already. If they take me offline, I will still be able to do mass emails. So please get on dwilcock.com so that even if they try to gag me and silence me, I'll still be able to get through.
Man, crazy times. Crazy times. And
you're not kidding, bro.
You know what, though? We're not going to be silenced. This show's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
It's exciting because this wouldn't be happening if we were losing.
We
wouldn't be getting all this negative attention if we were losing.
It's always the point that it's because we matter. David, if you didn't matter, if Corey didn't matter, if I did, you know what? Then nobody would pay any attention. Right?
Jimmy, you just told me about your water heater blowing up and the 2 years worth of renovations you did got destroyed.
Right.
That's all part of this.
Man. Oh, man. We're getting closer
on that,
too.
They're trying to beat us down, dude.
Yeah. It's a mental challenge, but somehow we get up and we continue to deliver the message and spread the knowledge. And thank Absolutely. You for being part of it. Thank you so much, David. Give my best to everybody in your family, and we'll talk over the weekend. As you know, we head out to Eclipse of Disclosure tomorrow, and the party continues this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.